The weather was cold, and I hadn't worn clothes. It was 10 o'clock, and I had two classes at 11 o'clock. I waited in bus station, but didn't come any bus. So, I had to walk the street to the university. On the way, I saw a car that came to close me. And suddenly, the car was stopped. I was afraid for that, but I could control my emotion. Oh my God! Jack! What are you doing here? You know, he was one of my classmates, and obviously he was handsome and cool. He said, "Sorry, Rose, but I want to speak with you." I said, "Jack, I have two class, I can't late." But he persisted. And then I agreed with him. I said, "Okay, Jack, I listen to you." At first, he was nervous and silent, but after a few minutes, he went on. "Rose, I fall in love, but I have a problem. I had dating trauma, and I don't want to happen again." When he told about his subject, I was confused. Obviously, I was happy in my heart, because Jack was very gentleman, and I liked to be his wife. When I drowned in my thoughts, suddenly he said, "Rose, I want to impress Angelina. Can you help me?" I was very shocked, so I didn't expect that he fell in love with Angelina, not me. But I controlled my emotion again and said, "Jack, why me? Why? Sorry, I was late. I have to go. I have best wishes for you and your love. Bye." I was sad and I got jealous of Angelina. Entire day, I thought about this question. Angelina has what I don't have. I cried for 25 hours. Next day, I decided to develop my empowering belief. And I say to myself, "I'm a beautiful girl, and I will marry with my true love." It was an incantation, and say to myself every minute on the way to the university. When I arrived, I saw that Jack stood there. My heart was beating again, but I ignored it, and went on to my class and said my incantation. When I went to my class, I saw all of my classmates wear stylish clothes and smile at me. Suddenly, I looked at the whiteboard that it was written. "Dear Rose, you are very beautiful and amazing. I fall in love with you. Will you marry me? Lover, Jack." Yes! You know, I forgot that my nickname was Angelina.